to the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking around on this Wednesday morning. Get to that text line, 251-343-0106. You want to communicate with the show host. We are at the Alabama State House. Just give kind of lay of the land. Most of you probably familiar with the Capitol building, going down Dexter, and then, you know, there's everything on that street. But behind the Capitol on the other side is the Alabama State House, and that's where the legislative branch meets, and that's where we are today for today's show. I'm probably going to do this on Wednesdays throughout the session, especially as a year like this year when there's going to be a lot going on, but just kind of gives me the opportunity with my other occupations to get a sense of what's going on. But we can also just pull in members, and they'll come in, and they'll, believe it or not, they'll do radio for whatever reason, but we're very appreciative of that. Speaking of one of those, I'm willing to do radio segment with us this morning. Y'all know we're out in Baldwin County, but Donna Givens of Loxley is with us. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Hey, thank you for coming by. So, we talked last week. We kind of tried to figure out where things were headed. How you feel about it? We're a couple of days in now.
Well, I was up Monday for budget hearings, so today is day three. We're off to a good start, very busy start. Look forward to a very busy session.
Have you figured out where you're going to be on a lot of this, or is it still, you're still waiting to see what the specifics are?
No, I think I'm pretty well there. It is, in talking about gaming, I'm listening to the voice of my people, my constituents, and I feel like that's the best that you can do, is listen to what the people whom have elected you to represent them of what they want. And my constituents want the opportunity to vote. They are not saying they're voting for it. Some have said they're voting against it, but they still want the opportunity to express themselves and vote. So I'm going to allow them that opportunity.
Do you like how the comprehensive concept with this, is that okay?
Well, I haven't read everything yet. As you know, we've hit the ground running once we got here, and the bill was here for us to read. So I've been here, you know, starting at 6 a.m. some mornings and leaving late. So I have not been able to go A to Z through it. I like what it's going to do. Mental health is such a big issue in our state, our rural hospitals. There's so many needs in the state that this is going to help fund, and I'm very favorable of that. And, of course, education is always there. That's our duty, to educate our next workforce, to give them the best education possible. So I feel like I'm doing exactly what I was elected to do by doing this.
You, I guess there's a little bit of everything in there, but the one thing that seems like that a lot of people are talking about, the enforcement mechanism to kind of crack down on the illegal gambling.
Yes, that really is a problem. I was in Foley the other morning at a meeting, and Representative Hope Jones said, look at that building over there. And there were so many cars, and we were leaving from lunch. She said they were there at 10 a.m. this morning, and they'll be there until late hours tonight. And she said that goes on daily. And so she pointed out the fact, she said, now I've not been in there, but I think I know what is going on there. So we have it in our neighborhoods. We have it in our business districts. We have it all over. We just maybe are not in tune to it.
Just not aware of it, right?
Exactly, because I had gone by that place many a times for meetings. And you pass by it, and she was right. There's always cars there, and a large amount of cars, and it's a, I thought it was just a very popular bar. Well, and it may be. Apparently it is. But
for all the wrong reasons, right?
Exactly. So I know it's in our neighborhoods. You know, it's in some of our convenience stores and other areas. So that will be good to see it. And I have 7 mayors in my district, and 6 of my mayors are, one, they don't like the illegal gaming going on in their communities. 2, they want the dollars that are being spent in Mississippi and Florida to be in Alabama. And they have needs, too, and they see the citizens that have needs. as I referenced with mental health, there's so many issues with that. I was on the phone earlier this week with another dire situation. I mean, there is just almost daily that you hear of someone that needs help and there's no place for them. So I look forward to the dollars going there. I look forward to the illegal gaming being shut down. I look forward to rural hospitals having some additional funding. And for mental health is a big issue in this state. And for there to be dollars there to help with that.
Well, and I guess the other aspects, we'll find out the details, but where the proceeds will go, what parts of government, do you think you're on a good path with regards to that?
I do. I think where that what I saw early on, where it was designated, I think it was all very acceptable in my eyes, and very, somebody had spent a lot of time, many people had spent a lot of time looking at this, worrying on what was the best for the state of Alabama and for the people in this state. And it looks to me like their due diligence is going to pay off, because I totally agreed with where the dollars will be spent, where they will be going, and those that it will help and benefit.
Well, keeping an eye on that one. Any other takeaways last night from the governor's speech? The gambling getting a mention, and then I guess spending a little bit of time on the school choice question.
Right. What do you think? One thing in her speech that I would like, I'm going to take this opportunity to mention, was when she gave a shout out. I was very pleased on the trafficking bill that I sponsor, the human trafficking, because whether we know it or not, or want to believe it or accept it, it is real and it's growing. And it is a problem even in Baldwin County. It's a problem all over our state. And as I told you last week, I think when we talked, you know, early on, when I was contacted by different ones, they said, do you realize that's the toughest penalty in the nation? And I said, I do. And I fully support that, because to me, this is such a horrendous crime. You know, you're losing a child. You're losing a loved one. And as I said earlier, I don't know how you would recover from that. I mean, and I hope I never have to find out. I pray I never meet anyone that has gone through that, because then I would know them and know their heartbreak. And I just wanted to see it stopped. I want other states to follow suit. I mean, we've got to make some tough laws to stop this, to shut it down. There's layers of this operation. Now, I'm not familiar with all the layers, but I will be. Hopefully, by the next time we talk, I will be able to discuss more knowledgeably the different layers of this type of crime and this business that is, seems very lucrative.
Well, you were expecting that in the speech last night?
Well, yes, I had been notified that the governor would be mentioning the trafficking bill. And it just like the baby box bill, I went to the governor and I went to the speaker and I had blessings from both. So for the governor to give a nice shout out about that, I know I have her blessing and she can't wait till she can sign this into a law. And I have the speaker's blessing on it. So I look for great things from this. And I know my colleagues will do the right thing. They always do. So,
well, this is two pretty good accomplishments. So, I mean, freshman lawmaker, your first couple of years to baby box to human trafficking, you know, that's, you got to feel good about where you're at.
Well, I do. And, you know, I'm just so thankful that I heard the speech in Mobile, as I talked to you about earlier, and was able to do something with this. Again, it took all of my colleagues, you know, it was unanimous support. It was bipartisan support. And that tells you it's a great bill, and it tells you everyone's heart's in the right place. And so many have reached out when the first baby was put in the baby box, when the box had just been in place 12 days. And so many of my colleagues have reached out because they know they played an important part as well. It takes someone to drop the bill, but it takes all of us to get it across the finish line. And so together we worked on it and got it across the finish line. And I look for the same thing on this trafficking bill. No one wants to see this. No one wants to hear of anyone that has lost a loved one to this, because not only are you devastated, you know, your life is ruined because you've, but think of the child, the victim. I can't imagine what they would go through. And I just, you know, I pray for children all over the world, not just in Alabama. I don't want anyone to have to go through this, but we know it's real. And we've got the day coming up, the night coming up, when they say it's the biggest trafficking day of the year, and that's our ball game coming up. And that breaks my heart that that's known as that.
Isn't that something, that that's the biggest trafficking day of the
yes.
year, too?
Yeah. And so, you know, I would just, of course, I'm a mother and a grandmother, you know, so I would want all of mine just right there with me to know that they're safe. But yes, that's known. And the law enforcement do a great job. You know, our law enforcement have so many things that they have to deal with that people don't realize. When we go back to mental health, think of what the officers have to deal with. And even your sheriffs, because they're in county jails, and that's not the place for them. But where else can you put them? Where else do they go? I think I shared with you earlier, I had a wreck in Robertsdale a couple of years ago.
Right.
And it was a mentally ill man that would just walk right into your car. And you're driving down 59, such a busy street. And he would just walk right into the front of your car. And so this caused, you know, everybody to slam on brakes, backups, and I was hit from behind. And the policeman that came and was investigating it said, you know, we've carried him home already today. He was in front of Walmart. We carried him home. And so this is additional duties that people don't really think about that the police officers have to deal with. So you talk about the ball game and the trafficking. Can you imagine, you know, just that day when it's the largest trafficking day in the whole year? Can you imagine what they are going through on that day? So it's a domino effect and how many people it affects that you just don't realize. You know, our law enforcement, trained personnel, and on it goes. And so I'm getting involved and getting to know some groups that deal with this and train people what to look for. And so I will be doing some of the training too, because as I said, I want to know more about this and the different layers and come up with different bills that go after each layer of this. I want to be able to just stop this in the state of Alabama.
Joined by State Representative Donna Givens here on the program for just a few more minutes. The other things in the speech last night, what caught your attention?
Well, school choice was one. I know you had mentioned that. School choice was one. And I know we're blessed in Baldwin County. We are blessed. You know that, living in Baldwin County. But I can't not do what other parts of the state need, because it's just as important for other students throughout our state to receive a great education. And if they're in a failing school system or in the Black Belt, I mean, we have to look out for those students as well. This is our future workforce. This is our future. So it's vitally important to look out for those that aren't as blessed as we are with our school systems.
Well, and you feel like, what do you, if any, would it have impact on Baldwin County?
Well, there would be, and this is a concern of mine, okay, that there will be some students that the parents perhaps would take the children out of school and use the money elsewise, and then these children, you know, I'm big on taking care of children, these children would be put back in the public school system and be behind, be a lot further behind than possibly they already were. That is a concern of mine with this school choice, because, as you know, we have great schools in Baldwin County. Now, there will be some that want to use the money for private schools, and that's fine. My daughter had her first few years of schooling was at a private school, and then she graduated from a public school. Great education. You know, she has her PhD. She's vice president at UF in Gainesville, Florida. So both schoolings she's had, the public and private, in Baldwin County. Not everyone has a public school, a private school that they want their child to attend that's close to them, that's right. Doable. So I know some will use the money for that, and that's great because it's the parents' responsibility to see that their child gets the best education possible. It's also our responsibility as leaders, as public servants, and that's what I call myself, as a public servant, because that's what the people have elected me to do, is serve them, to be their public servant. And I take great pride in that. So it's my responsibility to see that their children get the best education possible. And with the school choice, this will help put their child in a different environment. Maybe they feel like their child needs for a private school.
Right.
And the funding will be there to help offset that. And then, but I gave you my concern, and that still is a concern. Now, there are those that will homeschool,
right,
that they'll use this, and these children will do
the right thing
remarkably
well. When we get you out of here on this, this is the question. I mean, because we're looking at this all-encompassing, one-size-fits-all school choice bill, do you think that is going to have a tangible impact on getting Alabama kind of up in these NAEP score rankings, getting us out of the cellar, and at least start showing an upward trajectory?
It's possible it could, but let me tell you something that people don't, unless you're sitting in meetings like I am, that take into consideration, is the attendance rate. The attendance rate in our Baldwin County school system is not what it needs to be, and it's not what it was prior to COVID. And I would hope that the parents would start taking school attendance very seriously, because if your child is absent, you're missing. They are missing something that day. And I have talked to so many principals throughout the county, and they said parents just don't seem to take it as serious as they did before, pre-COVID. So attendance would help change that. And that is something that, and the testing, that is something that homeschooling would need. Now, they've got to take the ACT, the SAT.
Right.
So I think that needs to be in the bill. I don't know what's in the bill, but I think some form of testing. Now, I don't want the government, to dictate to them what they teach their children, because some of them, that's why they want to homeschool. They want to teach their children about God, and I'm for that. As a Christian, I want every child in this nation to hear and learn about God. But I also think they need testing. Because they are going to take, as I said, the ACT, the SAT for further education. So they need to be able to understand testing and to be able to do it.
Representative, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for making time for us this morning. Hopefully we'll make this more regular, but thanks again.
I would love to. Thank you for having me.
State Representative Donna Givens, we'll be right back. This is the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
And lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon I